This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It is the Christmas Eve edition of the program, and we are here to take your calls and your thoughts about whatever happens to be on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms for you over at discord.lrn.fm. Just hop into any one of those, and we'll get you on the air. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us, and in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Michael,
and Melanie.
We're going to start out, we do actually have a caller coming in to start things out, so we might do that first. But coming right up, Melanie, you've got a story about Donald Trump commenting about the Federal Reserve, and it sounds like he said something good.
Yeah, he's been doing a lot of strangely good things lately. It's like a nice Christmas present or something. Who is this guy? This is not the Donald Trump we elected.
Well, if you just do the same thing as the state in general. If you just do a whole bunch of stuff, then every now and then you're going to do
something
positive.
Right.
I don't know. The stopped clock theory.
Well, but he's been right a little bit more than twice. You know, like he's done a few things. He went to the North Korea kind of peace talks, and that was a huge.
Yeah, everyone was saying he was going to start a nuclear war with North Korea, and next thing
opposite.
You know, it's peace.
Right.
You
well,
know?
He did say when he was running that he was going to be a peace president. Now he broke that right out the gate by dropping a bunch of bombs in the Middle East, but I actually have a story about something he said about the bombings and such in the Middle East. From Vox.com, Trump lashes out at criticism over his decision to pull troops from Syria. And then, Melanie, you've got a different story about Trump, again, with the Federal Reserve. So I want to get into both of these statements here. I mean, I'm no Trump fan, but all things considered, he's probably been the best president so far in like my lifetime.
Yeah, when he does something good, you should at least stop and say, yeah, that was a good thing.
And we pointed out when Obama did a couple good things, and when original Bush did, I don't remember what original Bush or not original Bush, but the more recent
George
Bush.
George W. Bush.
I don't remember what it was that he did that was good, but I think we said one or two things about him at that time. But let's go first to Dave. He's in New York. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Merry Christmas to you.
Hey, hi guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind there, Dave?
Beth is my girlfriend, and some guy in out west is trying to steal her away from me.
So you got a girlfriend finally. Congratulations.
Yeah,
but you don't live
out
west. So how is he going to accomplish that?
Well, wait a minute. We didn't find out where his girlfriend lives. Where does your girlfriend live, Dave?
My girlfriend lives over in somewhere in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania or something. Kind of near Ohio, whatever, or something. And some guy I know out west, he lives out west, who, you know, I've known him for quite some
time.
Like what,
California? Where's west? No, California or Oregon?
Nevada. He lives in Nevada.
Okay. And so just for listeners that don't know, I just want to hold on, Dave. We just want to preface your call here to some extent. Dave in New York, a longtime caller of Free Talk Live, although more occasional these days. Usually he's got some sort of issue going on in his life, and usually they're created by Dave. So we're going to find out more.
That's true of everybody, though, to be fair. 99% of the time, everybody's issues are caused by themselves.
No, not necessarily. Not if, you know, there's another person who's causing those issues in your life. Let's say the police. Are you causing the police to come and arrest you? And
not usually, but most people don't have that problem. So it's still true that for most people, their problems are caused by themselves.
So, Dave, tell us, take us back a little bit. Before we talk about this person in Nevada, let's talk about the girlfriend. Because one of the things that you complained about a lot in the past was not having a girlfriend. That's why I was saying congratulations that you got one. Can you take us through how you said her name was Beth?
Yeah, her name is Beth.
How did you meet Beth?
We met online.
Oh, how did you meet online? Was it through a dating website?
Or like no, it's on Facebook and all that stuff. But like you know,
Facebook. No, whoa, slow down. I want to know. I mean, because I'm trying to do some online dating too. I want to know where to go to meet women. So Facebook has a dating site, or did you just happen to connect with her? Did you happen to connect with her through like one of your other friends? How did you meet her?
Friends, yeah.
I've known her for about 7 or 8 years. Okay.
I see.
Yeah, and like, and some guy I know out in Nevada is trying to steal her away from me to give to somebody else.
Now hold on, when you say what?
Wait a minute.
I want to get to the guy in Nevada, but I still want to know a little bit more. So you say you've known her for 7 or 8 years. Was she originally from the Poughkeepsie, New York area where you're from? Did you know her in real life, or have you known her online for 7 or 8 years?
Oh my God. This is more difficult than calling Chris Campbell.
It's important information, Dave. We need to know this.
I've known her for about 7 or 8 years, you know. We've been friends on Facebook for a good long time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and she's coming up here for New Year's Eve. And my friend out in Nevada, he was fighting with me on Facebook saying, oh, I'm going to steal her away from you and give her to some other guy,
like
whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Wait, you called him a friend? The guy's going to, he's openly telling you he's going to steal your girlfriend from you.
Well, that's what Facebook calls your connections.
And friends. Oh, is he a friend or a Facebook friend?
I've known him for some time now. He actually met me through Free Talk Live.
Really?
Okay. So this guy you call a friend is saying he's going to steal your girlfriend and get her to come out. She's already planning to come see you on New Year's Eve. Why are you worried? I mean, do you think she's going to change her plans?
He told me on Facebook, he was saying on Facebook, on one of my posts, threads, whatever, saying that, oh, he is going to steal my girlfriend away from me and give her to some, and give her to some other guy. That's uncool. That is uncool.
Yeah, so
how would that even work?
Just because he said that, this is not a real threat here. So, like, just because somebody across the country is saying, I'm going to steal your girlfriend, does not mean that they can actually pull that off.
Or give her to somebody else.
Yeah, I mean, people are not objects anymore.
Yeah, first of all, if it were going to be an arranged marriage, some stranger in California wouldn't be the one who would give her away anyway. Usually it would be the father who gives over their daughter in an arranged marriage.
He is planning on stealing her away from me to go and because, you know, because he doesn't think, oh, I'm a good guy, whatever. He doesn't think I'm a good guy, but, you know, something or whatever.
Yeah,
whatever. He is planning on stealing her away from me to give to some other guy, and that is uncool.
But why are you worried about it?
It is uncool, but he can't, since he can't actually do any of those things.
Yeah, what's the concern?
It's kind of like...
Blocking.
I don't want to say it's not annoying, but like it doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things.
Right.
Like he can't actually do that.
Well, unless you're really worried.
Because, you know, he said that he's planning on like, you know, taking her away from me to get to some random guy who I don't even know.
Okay,
she
is he talking
my
about
girlfriend.
Like
she is my girlfriend.
Is he talking about like kidnapping her, or is he talking about like making her like this other guy?
I have no idea, but he said that.
You got to answer these questions. You got to think about them and understand. This dude's in Nevada. How's he going to steal your girlfriend?
Because he said on Facebook that he knows some other guy who wants to meet her.
That doesn't mean he gets to.
So
I want to meet Edward Snowden. That doesn't mean I get to. I don't want to. I mean, that's a different scenario. But like, you don't get to meet everybody that you want to.
He was saying on Facebook.
Well, he said something on Facebook. See, this is one of Dave's other things. If you're new to the show, he does repeat himself a lot. So that is something with Dave. We try to get him to move on and cover different ground. Dave, I don't think you need to be worried about this, dude. I mean, unless you're worried.
I am worried.
So you think that the relationship you have with this girl is so weak that she's just going to voluntarily leave you for some guy she's never met out in Nevada?
No. Oh my God. She lives in somewhere down over in Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, or
yeah,
something, whatever.
That's
my friend out
2,000 miles away
Listen. My friend out in Nevada, he said, oh, that he knows somebody out in Pittsburgh that he wants to try and set her up with.
Oh,
that
in
is uncool.
Pittsburgh.
Oh, now I've got it.
Oh, all right. So, Dave, hang on. If you've got advice for Dave, we want to get you on the line right now. You can join our Discord on-air call-in line. What would you do if you were in Dave's position? He's worried about losing his girlfriend, who he's known for years, apparently, to somebody he's never met before. Now, why he's worried about that, I'm not sure. It's Free Talk Live.
Want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. Freeescapebook.com. There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at piratswithoutborders.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. Our toll-free number for you, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Donald Trump said some surprising things about the Federal Reserve and U.S. involvement in the Middle East recently. We got those quotes for you on the way. We'll talk about that. Of course, the phones are also open for you where you can call in and talk about anything you want. In fact, we opened up the show with a call from Dave in New York. He's still on the line. We're going to bring him on here. He's looking for some advice. He's worried about his girlfriend being stolen from him. And we'll tell you about that a little bit more here in a moment, but I do want to also let you know that there's a former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author, Jason Hansen. He's given away a book now that covers the 37 items that you must have to survive a crisis, things that can save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event at freeescapebook.com. It's the Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 items you must have to survive a crisis, and it's free for a limited time at freeescapebook.com. These 37 items don't come from some internet list. Instead, they come from Jason's experience as a CIA officer where he had escape bags. In his free book, he also gives advice on what are the best guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters to have in an economic collapse or grid-down event. You can get your copy over at freeescapebook.com. That's freeescapebook.com. As we go back to Dave in New York. It is the Christmas Eve edition, by the way. We're here live, so we'll of course take your calls. If you want to talk to Dave, if you got advice for him, he's worried. He says he's got a girlfriend now, and for long time, or people who aren't long time listeners, Dave's called the show before on a number of occasions, and historically has, I don't think, ever had a girlfriend in the time of all the years that you've been calling the show. So kudos, Dave. You finally got a girlfriend. You said you've known her for several years. Now, you've been, when did you officially become her boyfriend?
I would say probably around October, November of this year. And some guy out in Nevada who I know.
Slow down. I know you really want to talk about the guy in Nevada who's threatening to steal your girlfriend and give her to somebody else, you say. But I'm just curious, when you became her boyfriend, what was that like? Did you ask her on a date? Did you ask her to be your girlfriend? Like, how do you, you know, when did you finally get to that phase of the relationship? What was it?
Like, you know, we haven't really officially met and all that stuff, but like, you know.
Wait, did you say you've never officially met?
We haven't officially met, but we've known each other for a good, very good long time.
So you asked her out online, or you asked her to be your girlfriend online?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, oops, sorry about that, Michael. Let me, I forgot your microphone there. What was that?
I said the plot thickens.
Yeah, so.
And some guy out in Nevada is planning, you know, he told me on one of my Facebook threads, he was saying that,
he said he was going to steal your girlfriend.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because he said that he knows some guy out in Pittsburgh or something that he wants to hook her up with. That's not happening. That is not happening.
Well, now, wait a minute. So one of the problems here is when we're first in the first segment of the show, I thought there was like you'd actually met the girl, that when you said you'd known her for several years, you weren't real clear as to whether or not you actually knew her in real life, and it turns out you don't. So I do say that, you know, this, like you said, the plot thickens here. This does complicate matters, given that, you know, the reality is people, you know, they want attention, right? Like, they want to be together in real life with another human being. I mean, it's nice to have somebody online that you can say is close to you, but if they're not physically close to you, are they really your girlfriend?
Yeah, you've got a long distance.
If you agree that you are, because that's how contracts work. But, sure. Dave, have you ever Skyped or FaceTime or any video chatted with this person?
We do texting. We do texting and emails back and forth. We also
video,
talk on
though.
Facebook. The what?
Anything on video, though, yes or no?
No, not really, no. But
she
knows who I am.
She can know who you are, but I would definitely recommend that.
Oh, there's a chance you're not dealing with a girl here, Dave.
Yeah, that is possible.
You could very well be chatting with another man. You understand that, right?
Yeah, you could be getting catfished.
Oh, my God. She is not another man because Alyssa is a man, but this show I know because I've seen her Instagram, you know, I know who she is, so yeah, she's a real person.
What has she said to you to indicate that she wanted to be your girlfriend? What was that conversation like?
That conversation was private, but anyway.
Okay, do you talk to her every day?
Yes.
Okay, okay. And so what does she do? What does she do for a living?
She works. That's what I'm going to say. She works.
You can't say what industry?
I would say...
retail? Entertainment? She's a stripper?
Maybe sales, retail. It's kind of hard to explain.
Mm-hmm. That sounds shifty.
Sound a little strange.
I mean, if she's a drug dealer, that's fine. You can just come right out and say that. It's not like we, you know...
Well, cops do listen to this show, so maybe don't say that.
Yeah, but nobody knows.
All I'm trying to say is that my friend out in Nevada, he said that he knows some guy out in Pittsburgh that he wants to try to...
She's not... I know you are repeating yourself again here, but look, here's what I want to know. Because you called in previously, one of the more recent calls earlier this year was about a cam girl that you were obsessed with. She's not a cam girl, is she?
No, she's not a cam girl.
No, okay, okay. So you knew this girl, you said, for 7 or 8 years. How did you meet her originally on the internet?
We just met on Facebook, and yeah, I think she heard me calling into your show, I think.
Oh, really? All right. And so that's how she met you. Well, there you go. So we're bringing people together. Of course, you're still not real sure that she's actually a woman because you haven't actually met her in real life.
Yeah, catfish.
Now, what does that mean, catfish? What does that mean?
Catfish, that's when you're talking to someone online, you think they're one thing and they turn out to be something else.
Oh, right. So whatever that might mean. Maybe it's a man masquerading as a woman. You end up finding that out later when things get hot and heavy, and then you're a little bit surprised. Dave, so you said she was going to come see you on New Year's Eve. Has she given any indication that she's going to cancel those plans?
No, she hasn't.
All right, well, then I wouldn't worry about it. If she's really that But you know what, Dave? It doesn't make a difference. I'm just going to put you on hold. You keep saying the same thing over and over again. It doesn't. If you're worrying about a thing, it doesn't actually make things better.
Yeah, it doesn't help.
It doesn't make you feel any better. It doesn't change how that other person is going to handle that situation. If she's actually really into you, and nobody else called in, by the way, with any advice for Dave, so this is my advice. If she's actually really into you, Dave, she's going to show up for New Year's Eve, and you guys are going to have a good time, hopefully.
Yeah, show up, meet her, find out what's going on, have a good time. Whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, and if it doesn't work out, it's okay. You know, if it turns out there's somebody else in Pennsylvania that she gets into, which there's a good chance she will, right? Like, long-distance relationships tend to not really work very well.
Yeah, it's very difficult to carry on a long-distance relationship.
Yeah, do you have any plans of moving down there, or does she have any plans of moving up to New York?
He's just going to keep saying the same thing. Thank you, Dave, for the call tonight. That's enough of out of Dave. Thank you. Good to hear from you. Always interesting and crazy. Very crazy. Toll-free number here, 855-453. I forgot to mention, Dave, he's got a YouTube channel, at least the last time I checked. I think it was Hudson Valley Guy 1, like the number 1.
Huh.
Check that out, see if he's still putting videos up. Continue here in moments. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. Dating advice? We can talk about that.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
The Dow was not in a holiday spirit as it lost 653 points. But not to worry, says incoming White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney.
The fundamentals of the economy are still great. Yes, the stock market is down. We both know it goes up and down. Unemployment is still at historic lows. Capital investment is still high. Business confidence is high. GDP is still solid. So the fundamentals are still good.
A natural disaster has the Red Cross and other relief organizations scrambling. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
Rescue efforts continue in Indonesia, where over 300 people are dead after a tsunami that was sparked by an underwater volcano. About 1,000 people are injured.
Actor Kevin Spacey is facing charges for allegedly sexually assaulting a teenager back in 2016. The victim was reportedly the son of a former TV news anchor in Boston. Spacey is set to be in court on felony charges on January 7th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. This is the Christmas Eve edition of the program. Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Michael,
and Melanie.
We just got off the phone with Dave in New York, and he claims that he's got a girlfriend. And in the second segment, we found out that, well, turns out he's never actually met the girl, alleged girl, right? So we don't really know if it's an actual female. But,
well, I mean, and you don't have to be the opposite gender to be have a completely fabricated online life.
No doubt about that. And then, Michael, you just made a comment right at the end of the break, so people weren't able to hear you say this, but I wanted to talk about it on the air. You said if he hasn't met her in real life, she's not really his girlfriend.
Not yet. Not yet. I mean, I've been around since forever. If you see me on this stream,
you're the oldest person on the show right now.
I'm the oldest person on the show. I'm 46. I look 70, but
that's not true.
Oh, some guy in the chat thinks I look 70.
Well, but they're just trolling.
But yeah, I've been on the internet since before it was open to the public. I had my first email in 1992. So I've been doing this online relationships thing for a very, very long time.
Yeah, since before websites for that were created.
Yeah, since websites were first a brand new thing.
Yeah.
So before e-commerce, before Amazon, before any of this, I was doing online relationships. I drove 2 cars into the ground on long-distance relationships and hookups and whatnot.
Wow. So, okay.
Yeah.
So your experience then with have you ever had a girlfriend that wasn't somebody you'd actually met?
I've talked to people online like, all the time for years. And no, you are not, you don't know what you're getting until you actually see them in person.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole thing like catfish that I mentioned in the last segment.
Pretending you're somebody else.
Yeah, you meet someone and they turn out to be something completely different than you thought they were. They're just totally fake. That happens. You don't really know. Even if they told you, you don't really know till you actually meet them.
Okay. So, Melanie, do you agree that you cannot have a girlfriend, boyfriend, if you have never met the person, if it's online only?
You shouldn't, but that's what you are, if that's what you agree that you are.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see what the purpose of that is, especially if you live across the country and you're going to stay where you are and they're going to stay where they are. If one of you is going to move soon, that's different, but...
I mean, yeah, you can have an intellectual relationship, you can have an emotional relationship online through text messages, whatever, mm-hmm. but the romantic thing, no, you can't do it because you just don't know. That you don't know if the chemistry's there because you've never met. You've never been in each other's presence.
Right, well, so that makes it not a good idea. That doesn't make it not a contract that you entered.
Well, now to you, okay, so you're looking at the whole girlfriend concept as just an agreement of some sort. What would that agreement entail for people that have never actually met in real life?
I mean, so you would, but, you know, kind of some of the standard.
How do you know that person has signed a contract if you've never even seen them in real life?
Well, they haven't signed a contract. I don't know.
I mean, yeah, most people don't sign a piece of paper saying they're going to be your girlfriend, right?
Right.
So, like, is it really a contract?
Most social contracts aren't written, mm-hmm. although I guess some more.
Well, marriages could be written down, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
they're
recorded in some way, shape, or form.
Like, some really rich people have prenups.
They take vows, and there are prenups involved in a lot of marriages.
You don't usually sign a written contract for a marriage. Usually.
But you're at the very least taking vows in front of other people.
Yes.
If what you're saying is somebody's, like, sending a text message to another person saying, do you want to be my girlfriend? If there are no terms along with that, then are you going to say that there are certain things that apply by default? Like, does monogamy apply by default? Or is that something you ought to talk about?
I think it depends on where you live, although it's always best to talk about everything.
Mm-hmm.
So if you live in a place where monogamy is the default, and I guess that makes it complicated if one of you lives in New York and one of you lives in Utah.
Mm.
Wait, is monogamy not the default in New York or Utah?
Well, Utah is where all the Mormons live.
Yeah, I think she's suggesting that polygamy or whatever happens, or polyamory.
Yeah, for some reason I was thinking monogamy was not the default in New York.
I'm going to agree with you on this, though, Michael.
A little confused.
I don't think you can be a boyfriend/girlfriend in a relationship with somebody, a romantic relationship, without actually having met that person in real life. I don't think that you can. I don't think that's, whatever it is that you have, it ain't real.
I mean, so what if they actually go through and break down the contract, and they're like, this is my girlfriend contract, and they actually negotiate all of the clauses and then sign
it. Ridiculous. I think it's ridiculous.
Because you have this weird attachment to physical contracts, and you email each other, and you physically sign it instead of even doing the click sign, and you scan it back.
You got somebody you've contracted with, but I don't think you've got an actual girlfriend in that case. Because I think, you know, a relationship, a romantic relationship, at least from my understanding of it, is about physical connectedness.
Yeah, there is a component of physical attraction and physicality.
I mean, even for
okay,
asexual.
So if somebody enters a relationship with somebody who they're not attracted to, I don't disagree that that's a bad plan,
mm-hmm.
but is that then not a relationship because that component isn't there?
No, I'm not saying that. You still do have the intellectual and the emotional, which you can certainly develop a relationship with someone completely over text with never seeing even a picture of them.
Well,
you
is it still
sort of
not a girlfriend-boyfriend relationship if someone gets in a relationship that they're not attracted with the other person? No, I agree you should not do that.
No, wait. Just to be clear, what you're saying is you're getting into a physical reality relationship where two people come together, but they have no attraction whatsoever.
Or at least one of them, or both of them, or whatever.
Is there any touch involved at any point? Is there any snuggling, any cuddling? Is there any kind of, you know, connection, physical connection?
Some of your more religious people aren't really girlfriend and boyfriend because they have, you know, different lines they will and will not cross before marriage.
Okay, are there religious people that don't hold hands before marriage?
Yes, there are.
Oh, my goodness. I have never heard of that.
Well,
and I grew up in the South.
I mean, I'm not going to deny that it could be true. There probably are some super,
super conservative...
I'm not
saying it's like 90% of religious people, but they exist.
I'm not going to deny that that could be true.
I'm not doubting you. I'm just surprised because I'd never heard of it.
But, yeah, I mean, it would seem that if you have not touched the other person, I don't know what you got. You've got a relationship of some sort, but it would seem to me that, you know, again, humans... I guess a psychopath out there wouldn't necessarily care about being touched, right? Like there's certain humans that are on the outside that don't want affection from other people, but generally that's something that people are looking for, right? They're looking for somebody that they can receive and give affection to and from.
But that's what you want, and so that's why you shouldn't do that.
But you shouldn't do what?
You shouldn't enter a relationship with somebody who lives across the planet from you. Well, that either.
Yeah.
Who lives across the planet from you, and neither one of you has solid plans to move in the immediate future.
That's right. That would be a bad plan. And again,
but that doesn't mean you can't. You can do a lot of things.
You can
that
do
are
it.
A really
I'm
bad
just not going to call it a girlfriend.
I'm not going to call that a girlfriend until I've actually gone out there. Yeah.
Right? You got a pen pal. Like the guys in jail. You know, the guys in prison,
right?
They get girlfriends with quotes around them
on the outside
who write to them, and they're not really their girlfriend until they get out of prison, and then they actually get together and have some sort of actual.
Or at least show up to the prison for a visit, you know?
Like, even. Now, look, I don't know if it was right before this show, but tonight, somebody mentioned asexuals off the air, and I think that. You know, I don't know any asexuals, at least nobody's told me that they are, but I think some of them are still interested in physical contact. They're just not interested in sexual contact.
That's what I've been told.
Yeah. So they would still want to hold somebody's hand or, you know, cuddle or whatever, because people tend to want that, unless they're psychopaths.
Right.
You know, people tend to want contact with other human beings.
If you're asexual, please give us a call, because I want to hear from you.
For sure. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. We're here live. It is the Christmas Eve edition of the show. We're talking about relationships, 855-450-3733. You can have an online relationship, but you're not somebody's girlfriend or boyfriend, I don't think. Now, I know that there's at least one person in our chat room regularly who disagrees. We got more coming up, though. It's Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Hugs at the arrival gate.
Hey, missed you so much.
Seeing your best bud for the first time in a long time. Family and friends around the table. At Lincoln, we know the holidays are filled with moments like these. When we realize that the greatest wish of all is one that brings us together. In that spirit, we invite you into our home. During the Lincoln Wishlist event. We're not coincidentally, we're making wishes come true with exceptional offers on the Lincoln family of luxury vehicles. The Lincoln Continental, the MKZ, the MKC, the new Nautilus, and the iconic Navigator. The Lincoln Wishlist event. Because wishes really do come true at your Lincoln dealer.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. We're here. We'll take your calls on this new, not New Year's, that's next week.
Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve edition of the show. We're here on all the eves, though, by the way. We're here on all the days, all the eves, New Year's Day, New Year's Eve, Christmas Day, Christmas Eve. We're here throughout, and we're live, so thank you for joining us. Thank you for listening. If you want to participate, the phone lines are open at 855-450-FREE. We are talking about relationships. We'll get into Donald Trump and some of the things he said recently that were actually surprisingly good. We can get into that. Ian, Michael, and Melanie in the studio. We're going to go to your calls next. Do want to let you know, though, about Liberty.menu. If you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, you belong over at Liberty.menu. Whatever it is that you do, maybe you've got an event that you're organizing, maybe you've got a business that you do, that you want more customers. Who doesn't want more customers? Maybe you're a digital content creator. Whatever your thing, if you want other libertarians and liberty-minded folks to know about it, then you really ought to be listed over at liberty.menu. It's free to do it, so there's no reason not to, unless you don't want other people to know that you're a freedom-friendly business. Liberty.menu. You can use code FTL, get yourself a special badge. Let's go to the phones, to the phone. We got Dotsie on the line, listening to WGSO in New Orleans. Dotsie, you're on Free Talk Live. Hey.
Being on. I mean, you really, sure. I was just rolling through the radio. I was like, oh, I can't believe it. They are on.
We're here.
What I wanted to say is, you know, some of the most famous lovers in history were just correspondents, like Robert Browning and Elizabeth Barrett Browning.
Not familiar.
You know, maybe we're really, really messing up. Have you ever heard of sonnets from the Portuguese?
I have not. This is like classic love sonnets
it's
or something?
Great love story. Great love story. And maybe we've drifted too far from that. Now, you said call in if you're asexual. I'm not. I've had my fun. But what I was also thinking, you know, people are too much going with the herd. Maybe you need to be a little bit different. Maybe, you know, I remember talking to somebody, everybody's, are you Marianne or Ginger? Are from we the, not allowed to be completely different and ourselves?
You're talking about from Gilligan's Island?
Right, yeah. A lot of men are like that. Okay. And I'm like, are we not allowed to be something different? Why this herd mentality of everybody's spread eagle or everybody's, you know, cloistered nun?
Mm.
Maybe we kind of need to do our own thing, huh?
Yeah, sure. Sure, sure.
Y'all are Free Talk Live.
Absolutely. I think that's great.
Don't
I think that
do the herd mentality. Don't do it. Everybody's different.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody is different. Just, you know, don't tell me you're in a relationship with, you know, a romantic relationship with somebody you've never actually met in real life before. I mean, you might be writing a wonderful love poem
Robert
to that person.
Browning.
Who is that person?
Google Robert Browning and Elizabeth Barrett Browning. He basically saved her life. She was under a horrible father. And he fell in love with her through correspondence, and he, with her siblings, took her away to Italy and Portugal and saved her life. And I mean, they even stole the dog. The father was going to punish her for leaving him by killing her dog. I mean, this
wow.
is, but
okay,
Google,
but so,
it's one of the greatest love stories in history. And
yeah, I'm not going to deny that whoever this person is, again, not knowing the whole story, just taking what you said at face value, but I'm not going to deny that he fell in love with her, right? Like, you can feel feelings for somebody you've never met. It's just that if you've never met them, it's not a real relationship, in my opinion.
Yes,
I mean, it's people sending love poems to one another.
I mean, so
if you're talking soul to soul, that's very different from genitalia to genitalia.
I'm not talking about sex. I'm talking about connection, human connection.
So with correspondence, you can get most of the important stuff. I think it might even be more healthy now that we can pull it off to start that way.
We might have healthier relationships.
Yeah, well, to start that way and then move into real life.
Well, that happens more often these days. That's fairly common these days with online dating.
Yeah.
I don't know what the percentages are, but I imagine there's a good chunk of relationships that started online, that started, you know, through simple correspondence.
Yeah, these days it's all the time.
Maybe they can find a deeper relationship than this sleazy slut stuff. Okay, I grew up.
I just want to make sure we're clear here. I haven't said anything about people slutting around or being easy or anything like that.
They are these days. It's just pitiful.
Okay. Well,
and you can't rely on that if you're, I mean, I guess you can if you're like videoing things, but you can't really rely on that as heavily if you're not physically there.
Yeah, no.
So you have to have something there. You have to have something intellectually to offer. You can't just be like, well, I'm going to go out half naked and then...
Right, just because you're having sex with somebody doesn't mean you're in a relationship either.
We're in the hooking up generation, which is even sadder than in the 60s mm-hmm. and 70s. I was in college in the
different?
Early 70s. Oh, my God, they were such slut maggots. I was like, how can you live like this? Well, guess who all the guys wanted to marry? Me. And I wasn't slutting. Mm-hmm. It's something about, I'm telling you, it's like what you can't have. I probably have the world's record more sincere marriage proposals at a time when nobody was marrying. And
but
like,
no,
oh,
what my question
God.
Was for you
oh,
was, I mean, what are your opinions about the differences? You talked about the hooking up culture and you compared it to the late 60s, you know, the free love culture at that time. You know, what are the differences? I wasn't around back then, and I honestly am not really around dating right now. So
free love was bull. That name was bull. It was just raggle. They were all male and female. Slut, maggot, potheads, you know? And your only choice, I'm serious, my choice at my university was Young Republicans for Nixon.
But what's the difference? I understand. I'm hearing what you're saying about there were some sluts in the late 60s and early 70s.
They were all sluts. They were all sluts.
Are you saying that's the same? Are you saying it's worse now than it was then, or it's worse then than it was now?
I think it's about the same, but it's called something different.
It's a little bit more honest now. People are like, yep, I'm sleeping around, whereas in...
No,
you don't think it was honest then?
By the way, Melanie, I love you. You're from New Orleans, aren't you?
Kind of. I'm from Louisiana.
I love you. I think you're hilarious. The women in Louisiana speak up.
Well, she's in New Hampshire now, but she's originally from.
I can't take the cold. Oh, I go there too. But
Dotsie, I want to thank you for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. Thank you very much. The toll free number here is 855-450-FREE. You know, it's these shows on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, they're hit and miss. Sometimes it's like people participate, and that's what we've had tonight. We've had some participation. It's great. Appreciate it when you guys get into the conversations here. And you know, these issues are things that, I mean, everybody can relate to. unless somebody is completely sexless and has never had a significant other, almost everybody can relate to these conversations. I don't know about Sarah, though. Sarah's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, I want to talk about Christmas Eve and drunk driving. It's a little bit off topic, but I was...
Well, there is no topic, so
well,
there,
there's always a topic, but you can change it. So, yeah, go right ahead.
Yeah, the thing is, we're supposed to have, like, a lot of people killed by drunk drivers on Christmas, so how many people do you think we're going to see killed this year, I mean, tonight?
Is it that many on Christmas? I thought most, I would have thought New Year's Eve would be the bigger holiday for drunk driving.
I suspect it's bigger. You didn't say Christmas was the top most killingest holiday. You just said a lot of people die, right?
Right, because they have a tendency to, like, be drinking and driving during the holidays, and they're not thinking about how dangerous it is. They're just...
I wouldn't think as many people drink and drive during Christmas, but some people certainly will, simply because many people are at home with families and probably stay there through the night would be my guess.
Well, you know, I just hope that we come up with those self-driving cars pretty soon. You know, I mean, I got my hopes up.
Probably within the next decade, I would say that you're going to see self-driving cars become more common.
Mm-hmm.
Will they be the majority of them after 10 years? I don't know about that, but...
Probably not, but they will be out there.
They're going to be a percentage. Some percentage of cars on the road are going to be self-driving, and that could absolutely reduce drunk driving deaths. That's definitely, I think, one of the benefits of having technology take somebody from point A to point B. You eliminate most of the human error, with the exception of the programming errors that they make, and hopefully they'll iron most of those issues out. Sarah, when was the last time that that you had a boyfriend?
About 5 years ago.
Hey, not bad. Yeah. Now, was it a real life relationship or was it online? Oh wait, you don't get online, so it must have been in real life, right?
Yeah, it was like a real life kind of like a relationship.
That's good to know, Sarah. You know, keep at it. Good luck. Thanks for the call. Happy New Year. Oh, wait, we're probably going to hear from you tomorrow. See you tomorrow, Sarah. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Hour number two is next. Whether it's relationships, Donald Trump, whatever's on your mind, it's Free Talk Live.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.